turn the AC on and see what happens.
I can feel the AC.
Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can feel it. Better than the pottery
Jackson. It's nice and crisp.
Yeah.
Very crisp. Must be watching baseball.
Good. Yeah, great. I was listening to it. Kind of got one side.
What's half to two?
Sounds going to go fast. A couple of them's been pretty boring series.
That's
true. I love seeing that one of all those putters not them, except for the Cubs. Just for the historic
whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I didn't see his fresh number like Mike was talking
about. So there's clearly a Cleveland connection there.
What is that, 100 years? Cleveland? No, the Cubs is what?
Never did the Cubs go back to their early 1900s. Yeah, there's curses in my mind with this.
Well, I was hoping it would be between Boston
and Chicago. It's true. Boston didn't sell much of a life. That was surprising. Very surprising.
Well, that's fine. We can't move the tables. We have a little smaller table over there if you want. Yeah. I'm just trying to help.
This is the table he wanted me to sit at and face the corner.
That was Deepest table.
Then I really would have felt silly. I felt like I was being punished.
That's what we were just talking about. And they swept.
They didn't show up.
This is, when you get down to this thing, it's all about these pictures.
Anyway, that's
pitching.
Thanks.
Yes, yeah, okay, Toronto won that game. Man, throw the first pass.
Air conditioning.
You can feel it.
That's the best. Yeah.
I wouldn't have asked for it this morning.
Yeah, they're all over the world. There's
some plant seeds.
All the vehicles out front had ice all over them. Not just
marshmallows.
A lot of the water was heated up and it was frozen.
I think so. What happened on my car this morning?
That is that right? Too. That's a good
And I can't even think it was 38 at my house. When I got here, it was 36. It might have surprised.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time I'd like to call to order the Board of Zoning Appeals for Fluvanna County. And I'll introduce the members that are here, Mr. Easton Loving, Carol Walker, and myself. But we do have a quorum, so we will proceed. I guess the first order of business is to wait till Mr. our fourth member gets here. That's what we'll do.
Good time.
First thing we'll do is check for the amendments from the last meeting?
The motion is approved. I have a couple of corrections, or I guess questions, on the motions that we made with regards to the officers. It lists the votes as being 4-0, and there were no abstentions, but I think both of the gentlemen that we were voting on as officers abstained. I think that's correct.
Yes, that is correct.
So if we make those two corrections, with those two corrections, I move that we approve them.
We weren't allowed to vote ourselves.
Is there a second?
Yes, I second.
Okay, the motion is carried. All right. Okay, we're here tonight for a request for a variance from the county code. You all want to take care of that?
Yes, sir. Hey, my name is Brad Robinson. I'm going to give a brief staff presentation for application BZA 1602 as submitted by James Toms. This request is for a variance to the Bama County Zoning Ordinance, more specifically section 22-9-5A, requesting to allow the setback of the minimum setback of an existing structure to be reduced from 50 feet to 13 feet. The parcel involved with this request is identified as tax map 11A42A, and it is 0.944 acres in size. Again, the applicant is requesting a variance to reduce the minimum setback of an existing structure that's on the property from the right-of-way of Route 15, again requesting to reduce it from 50 feet to 13 feet. If approved, the variance would permit an open carport that currently operates as customer seating to remain in its location in front of Papa Jim's Soft Serve Treats. The carport was originally approved to be located to the rear of an ice cream stand on the property, as you'll see in some following drawings. It was placed in front of the ice cream stand 13.7 feet from the public right-of-way. The section 22-9-5A of the Levana County Zoning Ordinance states that buildings shall be located not less than 50 feet from any public right-of-way. This shall be known as the setback line. There is, as you'll see in some of the following diagrams, there is another business on this same property. It's not involved with this request. That business is known as Troy Market, and it was constructed on the property prior to zoning in Blue Banner County. This is just a map showing the zoning of the property and the surrounding area. The pink color on the screen is the B1 zoning, which is business general, and then the green color on the screen is the A1 zoning district, which is agricultural general. So most of the area, as you'll see, is zoned A1. Two of the adjoining properties, one immediately to the north and then one immediately to the south, is zoned B1. And then this is an aerial photograph of the site, which shows what's currently on the property. The larger building to the north there is the Troy Market that I mentioned earlier. And then on to the south side of the property on the screen, this structure here in the lower right corner is the structure in question. This is the carport that's the application is requesting a variance for. And then immediately to the left of that, the building with the red roof, is the ice cream stand. That is the building known as Papa Jim's Soft Serve Treats. And this is just a photograph showing the entrance into the site where some of the parking is located. And the structure in question, again, is this structure right here that you'll see some seating located under. And that's Route 15 there to the left. And this is looking in the opposite direction. Again, you can see the entrance to the property, and then you can see Troy Market there in the background. And its proximity to Route 15. And this is just a rear view of the space that's behind the ice cream stand to show you some of the room to work with on the property, or what room is left. This was the site plan that was originally approved by the county in 2011. The building outlined in green is the ice cream stand, and the building outlined in red is the carport. That was the location that it was approved to be located.
Excuse me, Brad. The building outline in green meets our setback requirement of 50 feet. Is that correct?
Yes. And then this is a site plan that was filed in 2015. Just to clarify, the previous site plan you just saw was approved by the county. This site plan has not been approved yet. Part of the resolution to this approval is this request tonight. So as you'll see on the current site plan submittal, the ice cream stand in green is in the same location. The carport is in red, and you'll see it's located out in front of the ice cream stand. So just on the screen, this information is already part of the packet material, but these are just the criteria that the BZA has to consider as part of approving a variance request. I won't read all of those individually, but those are in the staff report. So items, all of these items, 1 through 5, have to be met in order for variance to be granted. And a suggested motion for the BZA is on the screen for you to use tonight if you choose to take action. And that concludes staff's presentation, and the applicant is present tonight as well.
Do you have any questions?
Brad, one question on, I noticed when you put it up originally, you talked about the parking lots needed to be set back 25 feet from public right-of-way.
Yes.
I also noticed in the package letter from the highway department saying that the parking lot is not in compliance with the VDOT setback requirements.
That's correct.
That's not being addressed here at all. So.
Those comments came about as part of the review of this.
And that would be addressed during the site plan process.
Yes.
Well, anybody have any questions?
No, it wasn't a question, but I understand that there is an issue with a drain field that's behind there, which might prevent heavy traffic or something using behind the property for the carport, and also the carport that I can't use there for 70 years.
I'm not familiar with that issue.
I can explain the history of it if anybody wants to know what really happened.
Okay, if there's no further questions from the board, then you may go ahead with your presentation.
Can you go back to the aerial? The carport on the survey that I had done by Mr. Stanley was originally, it originally set for anything was there back on this drain field. The owners of the property, because for the lack of space, had to put in an elaborate $45,000 septic system. There are 16 septic lines that run in this field right here that they really don't even like you walking on them. I mean, you can run a lawnmower over them, but absolutely no cars. The business here, the carport sitting back, that's where now, because of my business, has it tripled in size since 2011 when I opened up. My volume has tripled, okay? My yearly volume. I have as many as 5 employees that park back here in this spot. We've only got 12 parking spaces here. I'm surprised that VDOT is bringing up this setback now when Mr. Goodall from the State Highway Department, they approved all this back in 2011. The carport there is there for customers and whatever. There is no other place on this property to put the carport. If we put it back here, we're going to eliminate 5 employee spaces. The real problem that I have with the whole scenario, one of the big problems, is the county allowed this man here, who doesn't even own this driveway, put a 100-foot long fence blocking my view from the south, 8-foot tall, without no permits on a B1 zone property. it goes right up to within from here to that wall from Route 15. And I don't understand a carport that's been here for 5 years, no problems from the highway department or anything else, other than the big problem that you guys or whoever's in charge of it will not reduce the speed limit here to 45 for people turning down this road here. Because the traffic that we had a wreck there last week, there has been, if you look at the wreckage, someone wrecked last year, ran into my wife's car, ran off the road, ran into my wife's car that was parked over here by the building. That's another issue, but that speed limit needs to be reduced to 45 miles an hour in there. But that's the story behind it. And there's really nothing. If you take away the carport, you're going to take away a lot of the ambiance of Papa Jim's. I just don't. I mean, if the carport goes, then seriously, I'm going to go. That's my opinion.
And the board member have any questions? Would anybody else like to speak?
I would like to say something. My name is Elizabeth Dowd. I own Troy Market, his neighbor. And these are both retired people and they're trying to make a living. They put in an elaborate sewer system behind my drain with a six-hole man cover holes. They dug up the whole ground and everything. We can't park or you can't walk behind the building. That would be the only way that we'd be able to move the carport and put it behind the building. Now, is there any way that we can work out something that we don't have to lose this valued business in Fluvanna? If we could work out something that, you know, instead of putting it back 50 feet, can we move it maybe 20 feet and make it still so everybody can be happy?
Well, you would still have to move the carport, though, wouldn't you?
We would move it closer to the building, maybe, to the Papa Jim's. We could do that. But the only problem is that, you know, nobody can walk behind the building.
Another problem, too, is the whole part of this situation is I want to expand my business to better serve my customers. We're putting forth, Liz probably doesn't even know this, and I really appreciate you being here tonight, you and Joe, but we're putting 4 foot, if you face the building on the left side, 4 foot on the right side. I've already bought a $20,000 ice cream machine and a $9,000 flavor burst machine, which injects the flavors in there for me. That's already been spent. We're going to put 4 foot on the left, 4 foot on the right. We're going to add another window, 2 windows, another cash register, so it will be a shotgun effect. You'll be able to take money and put ice cream out in 2 different places. We don't have the parking for it, but at least you won't come by there and see 50 people standing in line in the summertime for ice cream, because they will be served. It is a very precarious situation. It's tight. So Liz's thing to move it back 20 foot.
I had no idea that
she didn't know this was going on. It would put it right up against the 4 foot addition. And Liz didn't know that. But now she does.
I have a question. What is the trailer?
That's a grandfather 2-bedroom trailer that two of the nicest guys from Guatemala that work for owner of the building, the spray foam company. They're 2 brothers that live. They're super nice guys.
And they do all the landscaping and cleaning up of the area. Mowing
and everything. Just for nothing. They're just great, great neighbors. But I wish someone could answer me the real question why that fence was allowed to be put up when it's not even on Mr. Shiflett's property and it blocks my view coming from the south until you get right up on me and it runs all the way down 15 within 6 feet.
I believe I sent a letter that affected last year, Mr. Thomas, that there's no zoning issue as far as the county's concerned with the fence.
How can that be? It's a B1 project. It's a structure. I just don't understand that.
Who owns that piece of property the fence is on?
It's a lady that owns it, but there's a man that takes care of it. His first name is Janney.
Mr. Snoddy.
Janney? Yes. Snoddy. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So the fence is on Mr. Snoddy's property?
It actually is, but it was built by Mr. Schiff with the house behind it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but he put it on Mr. Snoddy's property?
Exactly.
We don't know whether he had permission.
I'm sure he had permission.
Or is it only the property of Mr. Chambers according to the site plans that we put in there?
He got permission from Janney. I would be 100% sure that Brad did get permission for that. Janney, I've asked Janney. You know, he likes his farm. I asked him at one point a couple of years ago, could I put about 100 ton of gravel in there and make it a parking lot? I would keep it mowed. He could still put his hay there. Just no way. He just didn't. And I understand that. I respect him for that. But that would have made a great parking lot for Papa Jim's. But that's just not going to happen.
So the spot, if you look at the 2011 site plan, the spot, can you go back and respond? And this is the one that was approved. So the area outlined in red was where the intended location of the carport is. And if you look at the site plan, there is no drain field in that area. The drain field's back to the west.
That was amended. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That was amended and added on to within the last 2 years.
The field was amended.
Yes.
Okay.
The old system failed and they had no room to put, but you cannot, as you know, cannot put a septic drain field over top of an old field. So they had no room there, as you can see. So they had to put in this elaborate $45,000 system.
So I got to ask, what kind of field would it be, though, that would prevent someone from putting up just a carport that could be used as a eating or snack facility, setting the parking issue aside?
It would encroach on the privacy of the men in the trailer. You would have people coming all over the kids running. You got to realize we got kids running everywhere there. You know, they're on the spider, the whatever. And they're going to be behind the building where the employee cars are. It would really be confusing to go through there and to put that carport in back of the building. It's just, it was there. That's where its original location was, where it sat for 27 years. And it went to that trailer there. But when I came in, we built a fence and divided it for privacy for the two brothers next door. And we moved the carport up because it obviously was right there within a foot of my building. It was just too close. And then we ran into the situation where our business is running and we have as many as 5 employee cars that park back there during the summertime. If they park out front in the parking lot, my parking would go to from 12 spaces, you know, down to about 7 or 8 spaces.
So they're really not parking in the area in red because of the drain field. They're parking to the south of your facility.
Wow. They're parking right where that red square is.
So
the
they
drain
are,
field is just to the left of that red square.
All right, so again, I guess my question is, what would prevent us from asking to have the carport moved back there if, and so I guess, you're going to have a parking issue. I think what we're trying to weigh here is a public safety issue with regards to the setbacks that the county's asking for. And so there's nothing to preclude the carport from being moved to setback there in so much as an environmental issue as much as it is a convenience of parking for your employees. Is that fair?
You're talking about putting the carport on top of the septic field.
Putting the carport where it sits there in red, would that not encroach on the carport?
That's going to be right up against the deliveries. Our employees can no longer park there. You're going to be watching 2 sides of that building opposed to 1 with cameras. We have cameras up there now watching the front of the building. It's everything I can do to watch the pot smoking and the love making and everything that goes on out there after I turned the lights off at 9 o'clock at night. On my picnic tables, people dumping trash in my dumpster. If I have to police the back of the building, I can't do that. It would create a real hardship. And it is, there again, I know, you've got your zoning laws, your setback laws, I understand all that. But it's just like my first encounter here in 2010. It's a small place. You guys worked with me in the beginning to get it going, and we've expanded the businesses from. So I guess if a carport's going to be an issue, I need to find another location. That's a great spot right there. You can't beat Route 15.
I don't think anybody's questioned the carport. I think we're just concerned about its location, both its setbacks and
well, one
safety.
Thing that would help is reduce the speed limit there.
Well, and that's kind of like the issue around the VDOT issue in your parking lot. That's kind of off the table for us to talk about here. That's really for the Department of Transportation to address.
I understand.
Yeah, my only concern is safety, I think, and, you know, with the traffic.
Yeah, I mean,
came off the road the other day.
At least once a month.
Yeah, and you know, you hate for somebody to be sitting out under the carport and somebody here.
Well, something that's been grandfathered in for 75 years, and yes, I don't know, it's down on your shirt, but she's got tables out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying that's my only.
So, what can we do? Should we put up like stone pillars or put up metal rods into the ground? So,
that's tough luck.
That might be a way of doing it that way. That we can, my propane tanks have two metal pipes in front of them. So, if the car goes any farther, it'll stop them from going towards the carport.
But that wouldn't look good in front of
it. It wouldn't look good in the loaded tractor trailer truck doing 55 miles an hour through there like they do. He could take out the store and Papa Jim's and everything with it. He wouldn't get stopped till he got down here. Whatever.
Where was the carport?
The carport was where it was behind the green square.
Right.
The red square is where it's at right now. Right. But it was behind Papa Jim's, and it sat back there for 27 years.
Right.
And it went with the trailer there. Whoever ran that trailer. Apparently that trailer caught on fire one time with a woman, and they rebuilt it because they knew that it's grandfathered in. If anything ever happens to that, it's out of there. You cannot put a trailer back in there. It's just a grandfather thing that's sitting there with a very old two-bedroom trailer.
Mr. Chairman, we have aerial photography going back to 2002 that shows
the structure.
Shows the structure or the lack of the structures being on the property. We take a look at it. We can pass the thing. Take a look at it.
Well, and the 2011 site plan actually shows the outline of it too.
That's the first time
that you sent us.
That's the first time it occurred on this.
It doesn't appear to be there in 2009 in the aerial photography.
That's just what I was told.
Well, I have a concern. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I think it would be appropriate to let the public finish where the comments are.
Okay.
I have a question. Is it possible that you could put that carport on the south end of your building? Is there room enough for that?
No, sir. That carport's 18 foot by 20 foot. And I'm really close to that line there with my own building. You see, we're adding 4 foot onto that. So I don't know whether the footage is up there. I can't see it. But, you know, when we brought the carport around to the side there where it's at now, it was tight when we brought it around without the 4 foot addition. If we put the 4 foot addition, if we move the carport back there, then it would have to stay there because the 4 foot addition would block and you couldn't go back that way.
But it would be room to put it where you pick the park. You said you could put it there.
You could, yeah.
Okay. But that's really the only place that you could put it. Because you couldn't put it on the drain field.
No, exactly.
It's also, you know, we have a signage out there and decorated. We have a fire pit out there where people sit around and look at the fire and stuff at night. So it's, like I say, it's an obvious type thing. They know we got Christmas lights all over the carport, you know, the people. That's what draws, you know, hopefully people will look over to the left and see all the lights, the Christmas lights and stuff. So it's just not a plain building sitting there with no character to it.
Anyone else have any questions or statements that you want to make? Okay, we'll close the portion for for you all. And Mr. Payne, do you have any questions or comments?
I can give you some comments.
Okay.
One thing I think you should realize, I understand the property to the south is also zoned B1.
Yes.
So side yard, there is no side yard required between B1 properties other than whatever's required by building code. So I think the answer to your question, at least it appears to me, that there's more than 18 feet between the building and that sideline. But that aside, I think it begs the question, because the issue here is what's the condition of the property as of the date of the ordinance, when the ordinance was adopted. The fact that improvements have been made, I'm not questioning that they're good business and all that kind of thing, but that's not really a proper consideration. The issue is the condition of the property as at the time the ordinance was adopted. The mobile home is a non-conforming use. Residential use is not permitted to be one district. So what you're being asked to put is it's lawfully non-conforming, but it's not a permitted use.
So the trailer, except that was there before, though.
It's lawfully non-conforming. They can.
I don't understand your language.
Well, is lawfully non-conforming.
Does it mean that they can't have it there, period, or it's okay as long as it's there where it is and doesn't change?
That's right. Wow.
So the trailer's a known issue.
Well, trailers are not issued to me, certainly. But
no, I mean as far as zoning is concerned, because
no, that's not an accurate statement. Because the issue is what is the condition of the property, not the condition of any particular set of improvements, but what is the condition of the property, and does that condition of the property impair the ability of the owner to make reasonable use of it? And that doesn't mean to make any use the owner wants, doesn't mean to develop it to its maximum conceivable amount, but whether it's a reasonable use. And if there's a reasonable use, then there's no basis for a variance. And so if you're talking about, I think you should not consider whether a particular improvement can be located on this property. It's whether there can be reasonable use made of the property. Now, one of the things that is requested here is that carport be moved from where it was originally. Because if you look at the pictures in the earlier years before 2011, the carport was actually behind where the building is now. The building wasn't there. And it was moved forward. Now, the other aspect of moving the carport is that in itself was a violation of the zoning laws, because the site plan was approved in 2011 showing the carport behind the building. When the carport was installed in front of the building, that violated the approved site plan. and there was no amendment to it. So I don't think it would be fair for you to consider the fact that that carpool is there, because it quite simply shouldn't be there. What these variance requirements are, really, when you look at the standards for a variance, it's where the building, where it was when the ordinance was adopted. Now, clearly that carpool wasn't there when the ordinance was adopted. So its status as being in the wrong place is simply in the wrong place. It's not, the trailer, if it came up today, wouldn't be allowed there. It's only allowed to stay there because it's not lawfully non-conforming. The carport is not lawfully non-conforming. It's simply unlawful. I don't know how, you know, I'm not a designer, I'm not going to tell you how you could rearrange this to make it all work. But I will tell you there was an approved site plan, and the Planning Commission thought it was appropriate. I met the ordinance with that carport behind it. The question that Mr. Morris asked about it being put to the south, it might take some jiggling around to make it fit, but to my eyeball, there's enough room to do that.
And that wouldn't require a variance because there's no property line setback.
There's no required side yard in B1 against B1. Now, if it were B1 against A1, there
would be. That's different.
But it's B1 against B1, there is no required side yard.
So they could come up
with the fence.
They probably need to have some separation from the building code, but there's no zoning requirement for setback.
So that's going to take away 5 parking spaces for me.
Where the parking goes, that's, you know, I'm not a designer. The designer.
But if the carport goes beside the building, you're going to block 5 parking spaces back there. And parking is my major problem there right now. If I have to have the employees park out there in a parking lot, you're going to take away 5 parking spaces from an already very small parking lot.
Again, if the property is not suitable for the improvements that this operator wants to make, it may simply not be practical to make those improvements. And at some point, that's certainly going to be true. If the business keeps getting bigger, at some point, you got to cut it off. And that point, the natural point of that is whatever the zoning ordinance says. And if that's so, then the variance is not appropriate in this case. Dr. Van Cosman, did you ask some questions in the pictures you sent?
Yes.
You want me to address those?
If you'd like, I'd appreciate it.
Can I ask a question
about
the carport?
18 foot by 20.
So right now, it's the 20 feet is this way.
Yes, the 20-foot runs parallel with Route 15, and it's 18-foot wide.
So you could turn it.
You'd only gain 2 feet. You actually wouldn't gain anything, really. There's just no room there. There's just no room there.
The first question, I understand VDOT has come in and said, there are some problems with certainly other improvements near the highway. Other than the fact that parking has to be set back 25 feet from the road right away, that's a zoning requirement. These other things that VDOT's talking about are not zoning requirements, they're VDOT's requirements.
So the present parking lot as it exists today is in violation of zoning?
I guess it is.
Because it's...
It appears right up to the road, yes.
Comes up within 10 feet of the road.
It appears to be the road. So there's another.
I mean,
the problem with this is.
Will VDOT take any action to make this corrected, or is that a county situation to get it corrected?
VDOT doesn't enforce zoning requirements.
No, but they have this right of way which they're wanting to defend. And how will they defend it? Will anybody defend it, or are they just telling us?
Well, it depends on what. I'm not sure what you mean. If you encroach on VDOT's right of way, they'll take encroachment right.
Well, my question is that will VDOT make a correction to the parking area and get their space back, or what will they do at this point?
If you're talking about the 25-foot setback, that's not VDOT's issue.
No, but they have a 33-foot from the edge of the pavement.
Right.
This is the switch. It actually says from the edge of the pavement.
I think it's a 66-foot.
It is a 66-foot right of way, yes. And it's measured from
so it's 33 feet on the side.
But the parking lot, as it exists today, encroaches well into the 33 feet.
VDOT can do several things.
But the county doesn't have to do this.
Well, that wouldn't be the county's.
That's a VDOT issue.
If VDOT owns that property. So it's an encroachment. Now, VDOT can remove whatever the encroachment is. They could also give you a permit for it. They do that. You know, your mailbox, for example, is frequently on the right-of-way, and they give you a permit for that. But they don't have to. I can't tell you what VDOT would do.
No, that's their problem.
It is their problem. The only thing I'll tell you about it is that VDOT is very jealous of primary highway. And Route 15 is a primary highway. So I don't speak for VDOT, but I wouldn't be surprised to see VDOT do something to correct that. One of the questions you asked, if the appeal were granted, and you're talking about this again, would the county face legal liabilities if there are an accident entering or exiting an establishment due to visibility impairments, et cetera? County's not liable. The county has sovereign immunity. It doesn't matter what happens. The county's not liable. On the other hand, the owner may be liable because the improvement, if the improvement were to cause a traffic hazard, it's an unlawful traffic hazard, and it's conceivable there could be liability on that.
Okay, not the county.
Not the county. Would the possibility of using a side yard for customer seating a carport structure being more acceptable for the county? Well, I think the answer to that is yes. Recognizing this would require a variance from the side setback, it doesn't because there is no side setback. Although the Torrey Market building position predates the zoning requirements, the inevitable development along U.S. Route 15 should be uniform for all structures to which the county zoning ordinance apply. Well, I think that's an accurate statement of the basic zoning law.
But if we decided that because Torrey Market is there already with hit setback, and we simply made this line up with it, you know, nice and uniform, but it would certainly set a precedent for anybody else coming along as to what we could or couldn't do for.
Well, it's different because Torrey Market was an existing structure prior to the formation of the ordinance.
You need to understand the state of the term nonconforming use. A lawful nonconforming use is one that, in whatever respect, whether it's the use or the setback or whatever,
that is not that it
was there mean. Before yeah. the ordinance was
no,
adopted.
That.
And in order, if you didn't have nonconforming uses, then as soon as you put the zoning ordinance, you have to tear it down. That leaves you there. But it doesn't allow you to increase it or to duplicate it.
Okay. That was the question. Well, I'm very business friendly and I don't like doing things that interfere with business, so this is painful.
Brad, take us back to the five conditions we have to meet, if you would. All right, so, and I'm going to echo something Peter said. Mr. Thomas first, regardless of what happens here, I hope you stay in Fluvanna County for a long time, whether it's on this site or somewhere else. I do not want you to leave Fluvanna County. Having said all that, these are our responsibilities as a board to check off in order to grant a variance, and I can't get past the first one. In terms of the hardship requirements, because it says hardship was not created by the applicant for the variance, but in all due respect, I think when you put the carport out front and it sits inside of that setback requirement, I think that does in fact, create hardship itself. So I can't support the variance request without getting past the first point there. Okay? And I'll stop and yield the floor to some of my colleagues at this point. I think the primary issue I have, and let me also say I've supported your business with my young family, and it is a public safety issue there. I totally get what you're saying about that area. I think any of us that drive through that area will acknowledge that the speed through that area is a concern.
Yeah.
But again, that's an issue beyond us. That's an issue for the Board of Supervisors to address with the Department of Transportation resident engineer, and that can be noted in the minutes as such, okay? But I'll yield to the rest of the folks.
I don't think that we have any of those that we can say allow us to grant a variance. I mean, it doesn't meet the criteria.
Carol?
I just wish there was some way to move the carport and rearrange parking so that you utilize it. That's a hardship.
But see, that's not that problem.
Right, I know.
We're trying to decide whether the variance should be granted as it is. That's
right.
Anything other than that is not our responsibility. Right. Any other questions?
Well, Mr. Toms, I'll come and help you move the carport. I'll volunteer my labor, but I don't think it can stay where it is.
It's going to stay there until somebody moves, because I'm not moving it. The only thing I'm moving is that big building that says Papa Jim's on it. I'm going to a county that's opening me with welcome arms to me. Yeah. And I don't have to tell you what county that is. So, how long do I have before I don't get put in jail for having an illegal carport? How long has the county given me?
I don't think that's within our jurisdiction.
I don't think we know that.
Well, I mean, what
we
should
we have sent out a notice of violation.
Can you advise me what to do?
That's what?
We haven't sent out a notice of violation.
You have not? You say you have not?
We have not at this time.
And so once you do that, then there's
see that
time they have 30 days to address the violation.
Well, I just
if your type is really slow,
that would be the landlord's problem. When once my building's gone, you'll have plenty of room to pull it back in where you guys want it. Once my building's gone, but anyway, I'm out of here. Thanks, Liz.
Anybody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to deny our request for variance with regards to the subject tonight.
Second,
stated in the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just for the record, that was 4 in favor, not opposed. Right.
Thank you, everybody. Second.
Appreciate it. Good evening.
Thank you all
for attending. Thank you. Adjourned.
Thank you.
Just glad we don't do this in our office. I guess there's some counties that do it.
Right. Very good.
Hi there. I'm Harold
Hi,
Morris.
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, don't you need me to sign this and give it to you?
Yes, sir.
And let's see. I'm just Harold Morris. I'm not Harold T. Morris. That's fine. Right there?
Yes.
If you're going to have the green and the red one, cut me down and then side by side.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I wrote down what you guys were talking about earlier.
Okay.
These weren't my minutes, so. I think about being approved and abstained.
Okay.
What they were talking about earlier.
Right.
The approval of the minutes. Were these not correct?
We didn't.
The numbers?
We just didn't vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what it was, we didn't vote for ourselves, is what it amounted to.
Okay.
I guess, well, is it? I guess that is abstaining.
I know, I was wondering if this is.
Let me ask you what it is.
I just want to make sure it's correct. I wrote it down, but I typed it, but I just want to make sure I understand because these aren't my minutes.
So when we voted, there was a 4-0 vote, and there was one abstention.
Okay.
And that would have been Mr. Von Kiesel, who abstained. And then up here, Mr. Morris abstained because they were being voted on as officers.
Okay.
So the vote was 4-0. The two gentlemen that were being voted on abstained from the vote.
Okay, because they were officers.
Yeah. So they were being voted on, so they chose not to vote.
Gotcha.
So they didn't vote.
I understand now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, James, David.